Brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
We thank the Lord to give us this hymn.
感谢主给我们这样一首诗歌。
There are four verses, and each verse is different from the previous verse.
一共有四节，每一节都与前一节有不同。
And brothers and sisters, which verses describes you?
弟兄姐妹们，这其中哪一节描述的是你呢？
Is it verse 1? All for self and none for thee.
是第一节吗？是专为己，全不为你。
Or the verse 2? Some of self and some of thee.
或者是第二节，虽为己，少许为你。
Or verse 3? Less of self and more of thee.
或者是第三节，少为己，更多为你。
Or verse 4, none of self and all of thee.
或者是第四节，不为己，全都为你。
And the burden of this morning is to ask the Lord to change us.
今天早上我的负担就是我们一起来求主改变我们。
It doesn't matter where you are in which verses.Ask the Lord to move us to the next verse.
不管我们是在哪一节，求主让我们从这一节到下一节。
Let's turn to our Bible to Hosea chapter 10, verse 12.
让我们把圣经打开到何西阿书第十章第十二节。
Hosea chapter 10, verse 12.
何西阿书十章十二节。
We have only one verse for this morning.
今天早上我们只有一处章节。
So I'm going to read this. Hosea chapter 10 verse 12. So with a view to righteousness, reap in accordance with kindness. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you.
何西阿书十章十二节。你们要为自己栽种公义，就能收割慈爱。现在正是寻求耶和华的时候，你们要开垦荒地，等他临到，使公义如雨降在你们身上。
This morning, my topic, is taken from this verses. I'm going to use the four words right in the middle. It's break up your fallow ground.
今天早上我的题目就在这个章节里面，是中间。那几个字，开垦荒地。
Break up the fallow ground in 2015.
就是在2015年，我们来开垦荒地。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that this morning we can again to worship you and remember your love.
父，我们感谢你，今天我们又可以在早上来敬拜你，纪念你对着我们的爱。
And we pray that the love of Christ can strengthen us this morning.
我们祷告就是父的爱可以来激励我们。
So there we are not here to fulfill our duties.
我们不是在这里来尽我们的职责而已。
We are here to offer our love back to you.
我们是在这里把爱来归给你。
We thank you that you've given us your word.
感谢你把你的话语赐下。
We pray that this morning that we come to your word with humility in our heart.
我们的祷告是今天早上在话语面前，我们是带着谦卑的心。
So that your word will become the lamp to our feet this morning.
所以今天早上你的话可以成为我们脚前的灯。
Once again, we pray for your weak vessel and ask for your anointing.
所以我们在这里为这些软弱的器皿祷告，求你来膏。
We recognize apart from you, we can do nothing.
因为我们认识到。如果不是借着你，我们什么都不能做。
Therefore, we ask for your mercy for this time.
所以我们为着这个时间来求你怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
And we thank the Lord for this verses. It's a verses describe something most of us are very familiar with.
感谢神，这一个章节所描述的是我们每一个人都很熟悉的。
Oftentimes, our Lord Jesus show us a very profound spiritual principle through some observation that you and I can make in our daily life.
很多时候主是把一个属灵里面很深远的一个事情，但是借着我们日常的事情显示出来。
My favorite example is when Jesus wants to explain to disciples the mystery of the cross.
那对我来讲，我最喜欢的一处就是主耶稣他向着门徒把十字架的奥秘讲出来的时候。
You know, the mystery of cross is so profound. How can Jesus explain the mystery of the cross to his disciples?
这个十字架的意义是这么的深远，那主耶稣怎么可以把这个这么深远的意义向门徒讲清楚？
And our Lord Jesus using something very common, the things that they observe on their daily basis to explain the mystery of the cross.
主耶稣用的是在他们日常都经历的非常平常的一件事情，把十字架的这个道理讲出来。
And Jesus said, you see that a kernel of wheat falls into the earth and dies.
主耶稣讲的是一粒麦子要落在地里死了。
It remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
哦，如果这粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
And it was something that every one of them observed on a daily basis.
这件事是这些门徒每天都可以看到的。
And yet, it opened up the mystery of the cross to them.
但同时却把十字架的奥秘给他们打开了。
And it opened the mystery of the cross to us today.
今天也向着我们把十字架的奥秘打开。
In the same way, and we found something in Hosea chapter 10 verse 12.
同样的在何西阿书十章十二节。
And there is something in this verse.
在这一个章节里面有一件事。
That revealed to us the spiritual principle.
把这个属灵的原则给我们讲清楚。
I believe when God created heaven and created the earth.
当神创造天地的时候。
And it was created by the same creators.
这是同样一位创造的主。
Therefore, the spiritual principle, those heavenly spiritual principle, can be found in the natural world as well.
所以所有属灵的原则也在自然界里面也被显示出来。
In fact, God created the world for us to see and understand Him.
其实神是借着这个世界的创造，让我们可以了解它，可以明白。
Therefore, this morning our focus will be on Hosea chapter 10, verse 12.
所以今天早上我们就集中在何西阿书十章十二节。
And to see the spiritual principle that was in this verse.
我们来看就在这个章节里面这些属灵的原则。
And I think most of us understand this verse very well.
我想很多人在我们中间非常了解这个章节。
We know about sowing.
我们知道栽种。
We know about reaping.
我们知道收割。
We know about raining.
我们知道雨。
It's very familiar with us, to us.
对我们来讲都很熟悉。
But there's one word that's a little bit not very common.
但有一件事不是那么平常。
It's this word fallow.
就是这个荒。
Fallow ground.
这个荒地。
So we'll spend a little time on this phrase, fallow ground.
所以我们就花一些时间来看荒地。
And what is in this idea of a fallow ground.
这个荒地里面的意思是什么呢？
You know, a fallow ground once upon a time was a plow ground.
这个荒地曾经在一个时候是很肥沃的。
It wasn't a fallow ground from the beginning.
它不是一开始就成为荒地的。
Once upon a time, this fallow ground was fertile.
Oh, 曾经有一个时候这个荒地是很肥沃的。
Once upon a time, this ground produced crops.
曾经有一个时候这个地是出产的。
Once upon a time, this fallow ground was tilled by the farmer.
曾经有一个时候这个地是被它的主人耕种过的。
It was not the fallow ground all the time.
它不是一开始不是一直都是荒地。
But for whatever reason, the farmer decided that for that particular year, the farmer will let this ground rest for a while.
但是不知道什么原因，这个地的主人呢，就说这一年我让这个地休息，所以这个地就开始休息。
This is not uncommon.
这个也是非常不是不平常的。
I grew up in the countryside.
因为我是在农村长大的。
When I grew up, every day, I passed the field to go to school.
每一天早上我都要穿过农田去上学。
So I watched them plowing and watched them sowing, doing everything until they harvest.
我看到他们在那里耕种、撒种，然后收割所有的一切。
I watched that every day.
我每天都看到这样的情
况。Once in a while, the farmer will leave a ground just there, not doing anything for a while.
有的时候农夫呢就把那块地摆在那里，什么都不做。
Of course, I do not know. I did not know the reason, but I observed that farmer sometimes would do that.
我虽然不知道原因，但我知道农夫会这样做。
And just leave that field rest for a season.
让这个地呢，在这个季节里面休息一下。
Then you begin to see the differences between that fallow ground and the plow ground.
这个时候你就看到一边是荒地，一边是耕种过的地。
And the ground is still the same. The ground hasn't really changed.
其实这个地没有改变。
But there's no plowing for that season.
但是在那个季节没有耕种。
There's no sowing in that season.
在那个季节没有撒种，没有栽种。
The farmer did not work on that ground for that season.
在那一个季节，农夫没有在这块地里面做任何的工作。
It's not been cultivated for that season.
那个季节农夫没有来培育它。
And soon I can see that the ground was taken over by weeds.
这个时候这块地里面就开始长杂草。
Taken over by wildflowers.
有一些野花。
And become resting place for birds and other things.
很多飞鸟还有其他的事就在这块地上来安歇。
And the sun will come, the rain will come, the sun will come, the rain will come.
这个时候太阳来照，雨下在这块地里，再太阳照，再来下雨。
And then one thing I begin to see that this ground became hardened.
然后慢慢的我会看到这块地越来越坚硬。
You know, the plow ground was very soft.
知道吗？耕种过的地是很松软的。
You know, we used to step on that, trying to steal something.
有的时候我去偷东西的时候要踩在这样的地里。
Yeah, we did those things to steal a few things from the field.
有的时候我会这样去拿几件东西。
So we step on the plow ground, it's very soft. The plow ground is very soft.
耕种过的地踩上去的时候是非常松软的。
But over a period of being unplowed, and the ground became hard.
但是如果有一段的时候这块地不被耕种的话，这块地就变成很硬。
And the ground was still a fertile ground that has not changed.
这块地还是肥沃的，没有改变。
But it produced nothing.
但是里面没有任何出产。
It's barren of crops.
在里面是荒芜的。
It's barren of fruits.
在里面没有庄稼，也没有果实。
Has no contribution whatsoever.
在里面没有任何的贡献。
Did rain come upon it?
雨有没有降在上面？
It did.
有。
Just like the unplowed, just like the plow ground.
就像耕种过的地一样。
The rain will come upon the fertile ground and will come upon the plow ground at the same time.
这个雨是同时降在荒地上，也降在耕种的地上。
Nothing happened to the fertile ground.
但是荒地却没有改变。
The rain came, rain gone, and fallow ground stayed the same.
雨来了，雨又停了， 但是这个荒地还是荒地。
Over a period of time, this ground became a fallow ground.
很多时候过去，这块地就真成了荒地。
It has not been plowed since last time the farmer plowed the ground.
自从上次农夫耕种之后，再也没有任何其他的。
So let us think about this fallow ground.
所以让我们想想，思想这块荒地。
You know, there's a lot of interesting to think about this fallow ground.
因为这块荒地可以让我们有许多很有意思的思想。
You know, the fallow ground needs nothing.
荒地不需要其他的任何事情。
A fallow ground doesn't need anything from the farmer.
哦，这个荒地不需要农夫来做任何的事。
It actually doesn't need rain.
它甚至也不需要雨。
It does not need sowing.
它也不需要人来撒种。
Does not need fertilization.
也不需要来施肥。
It's self-satisfied.
因为他自己已经很满足了。
It is self-contented.
因为他是自满了。
A fallow ground can go on like that forever.
这个荒地可以一直这样下去。
For a very long time.
很长很长的时间。
And it produced nothing.
它里面没有任何出产。
It never produced any harvest.
里面没有任何的庄稼。
It's never satisfied its owner.
对它的主人来讲，这块地不能让主人得满足。
That's the fallow ground.
这是荒地。
But until one day, I can also remember.
直到有一天，我也记得。
And the farmer come to the fallow ground again.
这个农夫又来到荒地。
And he brought his ox.And his plow.
就把他的牛把他的犁带过来。
Have you seen a plow before?
有没有看到一个犁?
You know, the plow, at least the plow I have seen is like a very big shovel.
对我来讲我所知道的这个犁就像一个大铲子一样。
It's the blade is like a shovel, but it's much bigger, much sharper, much shinier.
那个犁里的齿每一个都比一般的那个铲子要更大更尖锐。
And there are handles, you know, the handle is big.
然后那个犁上面的这个把手也非常的大。
Then this plow is connected to the yoke of the ox.
然后这个犁就跟那个牛的轭连在一起。
And so when the farmer want to start, he want to first push that plow deep into the ground.It took a lot of effort.
然后当这个农夫开始犁地的时候，他先要把这个犁很深的插在地里，非常大的力气。
Then he was want to get this car, the ox to go forward.
然后他就让这个牛往前走。
You know, the first time when that the ox want to go forward, it's difficult.
当第一次刚开始的时候，牛要往前走的时候是非常困难的。
You can see the ox is trying everything.Trying to pull that plow, and you can look at his leg, you can see the blood vessel coming out.
如果你看那个牛这样去拉的时候，它是这么的用力，甚至它腿上的血管都可以看到。
And the ox is going lower and trying to push. Eventually, you know, things start moving.
然后这个牛又把自己的身体降低，要往前推，最终这个犁开始往前走。
Then you begin to see the soil coming.Turning over, disturbing, and very fast going forward.
然后你就看到这个土就被翻起来，然后这个犁就很快的再往前走。
And when I saw the soil being turned over, I realized these are good soil.
然后当这个泥被翻起来的时候，我就突然间意识到这些泥是很好的泥。
It's no different from the soil in the plow field.
这些泥跟在旁边那些耕种过的那些土是一样的。
But they have not been turned over for years.
但是很多年他们没有被翻转过。
So as the ox moved forward, and all the soil began to be turned over.
所以当牛继续往前走的时候，所有的土都被翻起来。
And breaking up.
然后而且被破碎掉。
Being disturbed.
在那里被搅动。
Cut to pieces.
然后一块一块被分碎。
And pretty soon that the whole fallow ground was plowed.
然后很快整块荒地都被耕过。
Then the farmer would sow the seeds.
然后这个时候农夫就在这里面耕种。
Then the rain would come.
这个时候雨再来。
And very few, only a few days. Just a few days, begin to see little grain, little thing coming out of the ground.
只需要几天，就在这个地里会有一些绿色的东西发生。
So as you walk through that field, you see the little tiny grain throughout the field.
然后你再经过这块地的时候，远远的看去，就是一片浅浅的绿色。
And every morning is little bit greener.
然后每一天，一天比一天的更加的。
Every day is little greener.
一天比一天更绿
Until that is filled with green.
直到有一天充满了都是绿色
And greener and greener.
越来越翠绿
And it all began with plowing.
这一切都是从耕种开始的
It all began with breaking up the fallow ground.
这都是从这个荒地被开垦的时候开始的
I think that's the background for Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12.
所以这个是何西阿书第十章第十二节的背景。
So with a view to righteousness, reap in accordance with kindness, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you.
栽种公义，收割慈爱。现今正是寻求耶和华的时候，你们要开垦荒地，等他临到，使公义如雨降在你们身上。
What does this mean to us?
这对我们代表什么呢
？There are two kinds of life.
有两种生命。
There are two kinds of life.
有两种的生命。
The fallow life and the plow life.
有一种是荒芜的生命。有一种是被耕种的生命。
So what is the fallow life?
那这个荒芜的生命是什么呢
？The fallow life is a converted Christians.
这个荒芜的生命，它也是一个基督徒。
It's not non-believer.
它不是一个不信主的人。
It's a converted Christians.
它是一个已经信主的基督徒。
But this Christian does not like the plow.
但是这个人他不喜欢被耕种。
He wants to protect himself from the plow.
他每次在被耕种的时候都要保护自己。
He wants to take it easy.
他愿意一切的事情都是很容易的。
He is self-satisfied.
他自己已经自足了。
He is self-contented.
他是自己自满了。
He is very happy with his life.
他对着自己的生活很满意了。
He's happy with his spiritual life and he's happy with his earthly life.
对于他地上的生命属灵的生命他都已经非常的喜悦了。
He is a proper Christian.
Proper. 他就是这样一个自满就是觉得自己已经很合适了。
He knows all the truth.
他已经知道所有的真理。
He gives to the Lord as well.
他也向着神有奉献
But he never gave enough to hurt himself.
但是他的奉献他的给从来不会让他自己受伤害
He prays to God often.
他经常也来赞美主
But he prays mostly for himself and for his own family.
但是他每次的赞美都是为着自己所得的为着家里所得的
He goes to a meeting but never let the meeting get hold of him.
他也去聚会但他从来不让聚会来掌控他自己。
He's more concerned about protecting himself from the plow.
他最关心的就是保护自己不被耕种。
He does not want his life to be disturbed.
他不愿意他的生命里面有任何的搅扰。
No plow has gone into a fallow ground for a long time.
这个荒地有许多的时间很长的年日都没有被耕种过。
This life, this fallow life is a fertile life.
这个生命就是一个荒芜的生命。
No, it's fertile.
哦，这个生命其实里面是肥沃的。
He has all the potential to bear spiritual fruits.
它里面有所有的潜力可以来有属灵的果实。
Just like the plow field.
就像被耕种过的生命一样。
But has not.Seen a plow for a very long time.
但是很长很长的时间没有看到任何的耕种。
If there is no plow, there is no fruits.
如果没有耕种，不可能有果实。
If there is no plow, there is no growth.
如果没有耕种，不可能有成长。
If there is no plow, there is no life.
如果没有耕种，不会有生命。
If the fallow life is not cold by any means.
这个荒芜的生命，你不能说它是冷的。
He comes to the meeting on a regular basis.
因为他还是非常规律的来聚会。
Perhaps he comes to the meeting twice every week.
甚至他一周两次来聚会。
But never three times.
但是从来不会来三次。
He's quite determined that twice is enough.
他已经自己决定了两次足够了。
No more. That's enough for me.
不能再多了。再多对我来讲就超过了。
He knows how to behave.
他知道怎样来在外面有行为。
He knows what to say and how to say it.
他知道该说什么，什么时候说。
He may even be well liked by others.
甚至在弟兄姐妹中间，很多人也很喜欢这样的人。
So he's not cold by any means.
所以你不能说他冷。
But he's not warm either.
但他也不热。
He does not have a desire to go on with the Lord further.
他没有一个意愿要在主里面往前进。
He does not have a desire to battle with enemy.
他没有一个意愿与仇敌来征战。
He does not want to pay the cost of praying.
他不愿意来付祷告的代价。
He does not want to be a prayer warrior.
他不愿意成为一个祷告的战士。
He does not want to be a watchman standing on the wall.
他也不愿意成为那在城墙上面站立的守望者。
This is a fallow life.
这是一个荒芜的生命。
There's another kind of life. It's a plow life.
另外一种生命是被耕种的生命。
This person is not satisfied with his or her spiritual condition.
这个人他不为自己现在属灵的光景而满足。
He's often discontented.
他从来不会自满。
He desires for more.
他总想得更多的。
When he hears something from the Lord,
当他从主听到有什么的话，
in deep in his heart, he wants to obey.
在他心的深处，他总是想来遵从。
If he cannot obey for whatever reason, his conscience bothers him until he can obey.
他虽然因着不管何种的原因，当时不能遵守，但他里面的良心一直自责，直到他遵守而止。
Whenever the word of the Lord came upon this plow life, then plow began to work.
所以当神的话临到这样的生命，耕种的生命的时候，耕种就真开始了。
If he wrongs anybody,
如果他冒犯了任何人，
he has to make it right.
他一定要把这件事解决。
He cannot ignore that.
他不能就这样去忽略他。
Something plows in his heart.
这个在他里面成为一个耕种。
Until he make it right.
直到他把这件事情把它完满的解决。
If someone points out his inequities,
如果有人指出他里面的罪，
he's humble.
他是谦卑的。
He's contrite of spirit.
他有一个痛悔的心。
Holy Spirit like a plow in his heart.
这个时候圣灵就像一个犁一样在他里面耕种。
He's always seeking.
他一直在寻求。
He never think he has obtained.
他从来不觉得已经得着了。
He's always pressed on forward.
他一直是努力往前。
He allowed the plow to work in his heart.
他一直允许这个犁在他里面来耕种。
Now you see the fallow life and plow life.
现在你看到一个荒芜的生命，也看到一个被耕种的生命。
Which one described you better?
这两个生命哪一个更好的描述你呢？
Are you a fallow life or a plow life?
你是一个荒芜的生命，还是一个被耕种的生命？
This concept of fallow not only applies to individual Christians, they also apply.To the body of Christ in general.
这个被耕种的生命不光是对个人，对着团体，我们基督徒的聚集也是这样。
Israelites settled in Egypt for 400 years.
当时以色列人他们在埃及在那里 生活了四百年。
They fully adjusted to the life of Egypt.
他们完全对着埃及的生活都适应了。
Actually, they like it very much.
甚至他们很喜爱那里的生活。
They became exceedingly mighty.
他们在当地成了极大的一个势力。
And the land of Egypt was filled with them.
整个埃及地充满了都是以色列的。
And the land was fertile.
那个地方也很肥沃。
The food was delicious.
那个地方的食物也非常可口。
Oh, they were satisfied.
他们在那里何等的满足。
They want to stay there forever.
他们要在那里长久的永远的活下去。
They forgot about where they came from.
他们已经忘了自己从哪儿来的。
They forgot about God's purpose for them.
他们也忘了神的旨意对着他们是什么。
And God began to plow them.
这个时候神就开始耕种。
Raise up a Pharaoh.Who did not know Joseph?
这个时候，神兴起一个法老，他不认识约瑟。
And Pharaoh began to afflict labor, hard labor upon them.
然后这个法老就把苦工、把苦难加在以色列人身上。
Even intend to wipe them out completely.
甚至这个法老心里面要把整个以色列民族毁掉。
And cry to the Lord eventually.
这个时候他们至终向着神来呼求哭求。
So you see God plowed that fallow ground.
这个时候你看到神在那里耕种这块荒地。
What a tremendous plowing that was.
这是何等巨大的一个犁。
You see with the water of the river of Nile turned to blood.
你可以看到整条尼罗河都变成血红。
What tremendous plowing it was.
你看到这是何等巨大的一个犁。
One disaster after another disaster.
一个灾，再来一个灾。
Our Lord continued to plow that ground.
然后我们的主就一直在那里耕种这块地。
Until the firstborn of every Egyptian was killed.
直到最后一灾的时候，以埃及所有投生的都被杀死。
God was able to lead them out of Egypt.
这个时候神就可以把他们带出埃及。
This is God's plowing on a fallow ground.
这个是神在一块荒地上面的耕种。
After Prophet Malachi, we find another 400 years.
在马拉基这个先知之后，我们又看到有四百年。
During the 400 years, not a single prophet.
在这四百年。没有任何一个先知被兴起。
Not a voice from the Lord for 400 years.
在这四百年，神没有对他的子民讲一句话。
But you find no discontent in Israel.
但是在以色列人里面，却没有看到不足或者不满。
They were content with synagogues.
因为他们很满足了，我们有会堂。
They were content with rabbis.
他们很满足，我们有拉比。
They are content.With many commentaries.
他们对着很多圣经的解释已经很满足了。
They were happy with their life.
他们对自己的生活很满足了。
They were happy with their religions.
他们对于自己的宗教很满足了。
Therefore, 400 years, there was no prophet, no voice from the Lord, yet Israelite was content.
所以在这四百年，虽然没有先知，虽然没有神的话，以色列人却满足了。
And here we can see an example, a typical example of that fallow ground.
所以我们又看到一个典型的这个荒地的这个一个榜样。
Then you hear these Pharisees still and pray this way.
然后我们甚至看到法利赛人还这样祷告。
God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, and even like these tax collectors.
甚至他们祷告说神啊我感谢你我不像别人勒索不义奸淫也不像这个税吏
I fast twice a week I pay tithes to all that I get
我一个礼拜禁食两次凡我所得的都献上十分之一
This is a voice out of the fallow ground
这个是一个荒地里面出来的声音
The person that is content
这是一个满足的人发出的声音。
A person who is satisfied with his life.
对于他的生活，他完全的满足了。
And God began to plow.
这个时候，神又开始来耕种。
The voice came out of the wilderness.
从旷野里面有声音出来。
Then the Son of God came upon this earth.
而且神的儿子降生在这个世上。
What a tremendous plowing that was.
这个是何等巨大的一个犁。
In fact, entire Israel was disturbed to a degree they must get rid of this person named Jesus.
整个以色列民族都被搅动，甚至到一个程度，他们必须要除掉耶稣。
You see that plowing, that tremendous plowing occurring in the land of Palestine.
所以你就看到在巴勒斯坦地有这么巨大的一个犁在这里耕种。
Because God wants His people to be a plowground.
因为神让他的子民成为被耕种过的地。
We can also see in the beginning of 18th century, England was a fallow ground.
我们也看到在18世纪初的时候，英国也是一个荒地。
Churches were well established in England.
在英国那个时候，教会到处都有。
Entire system of worship was established.
整个敬拜的系统都已经被建造好了。
But they believed the existence of God on the evidence of reasoning.
但是他们信的神只是在道理，在逻辑里面。
They reject any kind of supernatural revelations.
所有超自然的启示，他们都不愿意接受。
There was a man called William Blackstone.
有一个人他叫 William Blackstone.
And he wrote this way. One day, he visited all the gathering in London.
他有一次他去参观了每一个英国的聚集之后这样说道。
And he said in most sermons he heard, it would have been impossible to tell just from the listening whether the preacher was a follower of Confucius,or Muhammad, or Christ.
他说在所有这些信息里面他所听到的，他不可能去分辨他们讲的到底跟随的是孔夫子呢，还是穆罕默德呢，还是耶稣。
Drunkenness was rampant in England.
在那个时候酗酒非常的猖狂。
Entire England is like a big casino.
整个英国就像一个大的赌场。
It was a fallow ground.
这是一个荒地。
And God began to plow.
这个时候神开始耕种。
He raised up John Wesley.
他就兴起约翰·卫斯理。
George Whitefield.
他也兴起怀特菲。
These two brothers plowed the entire land of England.
然后这两个弟兄就把整个英格兰耕种了。
Now through these two brothers,The entire character of England was changed.
借着这两位弟兄，整个英格兰的性格都被改变了。
And then rain came.
这个时候雨降下。
Holy Spirit awoke the England.
这个时候圣灵就在那里复兴整个英国。
And through John Wesley and German Moravian brethren began the worldwide missionary.
借着约翰·卫斯理，也借着摩拉维亚的弟兄们，整个世界开始了一个宣教。
And brothers and sisters, that the gospel wouldn't have come to China without this plowing.
弟兄姐妹们，福音不可能传到中国，如果没有神这样的耕种。
If England stay fallow.If whole England stays a fallow ground, the gospel wouldn't have come to China.
如果英国还是在那个荒地的光景，那整个中国不会得着福音。
But we thank God.
但我们感谢神。
There was plowing in England in the beginning of 18th century.
在十八世纪初的时候，在英国有这样一个耕种。
Because Holy Spirit.But never fell on a fallow ground.
圣灵从来不会降在一块荒地上面。
If you are satisfied, you are foolish.
如果你对着自己已经满足的话，
你就不会有结果。
你就不会结果。
If you are satisfied, you are barren.
如果你满足的话，你就一定会荒芜。
If you're satisfied, you're not growing.
如果你满足的话，你不会有成长。
You're satisfied, you're not ready for His coming.
你如果满足的话，你不会在他再来的时候预备好。
If you are satisfied, you are not holy.
如果你满足的话，你不可能圣洁。
So what does this all mean to us now?
那这些对我们代表什么呢？
What does this plow life mean to us today?
这个耕种的生活今天对我意味什么？
I think there are two things.
我想有两件事。
Number one, plowing means change.
第一，耕种代表改变。
You know, the ground changed a lot ever when the farmer began to plow.
当农夫开始在一块地上耕种之后，这块地一直在改变。
The plow life is a change life.
耕种过的生命是一个改变的生命。
No, it's not just to know that you sin.
不光是知道我犯了罪而已。
It's not about confessing your sin.
不光只是在口里认我的罪。
Even King Saul in the Old Testament acknowledged that he sinned.
甚至在旧约里面的扫罗王，他承认自己犯了罪。
It's not enough to have remorse.
但是却不足，因为没有悔恨。
It's not enough to have just remorse.
甚至悔恨都不足。
Our King Saul had remorse in his heart.
因为在扫罗王的心里面，他悔恨过。
What was lacking in Saul is the lack of change.
在他里面缺乏的是一个改变。
Saul never really changed.
因为扫罗从来没有真正改变过。
Saul never allowed the plow to work in his heart.
扫罗从来没有允许过在他心里面有任何耕种。
Saul never allowed the Lord to break up his fallow ground.
扫罗从来没有允许这个犁让他这个土被翻起来。
This is what it takes is to allow the plow to work in our heart.
我们需要允许这个犁在我们的心里面来耕种。
So we have a change in our mindset and a change in our actions.
不光在我们的心思里有改变，在我们的行为上也要有改变。
Jesus told a story, a man has two sons. He asked him to go to the field, the older son, the first son said, I will not.
曾经耶稣说一个父亲有两个儿子，他对大儿子说让他到葡萄园去做工。
Then he said,
然后他说我不去。
But later, afterward he regretted and went.
然后他自己懊悔就去了。
This is change.
这个是一个改变。
Not only he confessed that he was wrong, but he changed his mind and changed his action.
不光他承认自己错了，而且他在心思里面在行动上面都有改变。
This is being plowed.
这个是被耕种过。
It's not enough to confess that you are wrong. It's not enough to have remorse in your heart. We need to change.
光是承认自己错了，光是有悔恨还不足，我们需要有改变。
You know, Zacchaeus, on that sycamore tree,heard the Lord Jesus, and he knew he was wrong.
我们记得吗？撒该在那棵树下，他听到耶稣之后，他就有改变。
No, he knew he was wrong.
他知道他自己错了。
But it's not enough to know that he was wrong.
但是光知道他错了并不够。
He had to change.
他必须改变。
And he said, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions."I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much.
所以撒该就对着主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
This is change.
这是改变。
This is not confession only.
这不光只是认罪而已。
This is not just remorse.
这不光只是悔恨而已。
This is change.
这是一个改变。
This is true repentance.
这是一个真正的悔改。
This is the plowing.
这个是一个耕种。
He changed his mind toward those who he defrauded.
对着他所冒犯过的人，他的心思都改变了。
He changed his behavior.
他的行为也改变了。
The plowing is going on in his heart.
在他的心里面有耕种一直在进行。
And changed his mind.
改变了他的心思。
I believe nobody liked Zacchaeus at the time.
我相信在那个时候没有人喜欢撒该这个人。
Nobody liked him because he defrauded them.
没有人喜欢因为他讹诈了很多人。
Zacchaeus had broken relationship with many of his fellow Israelites.
对于他周围这些以色列的他的本族的人他与他们中间的关系都破裂了。
But when the plow began to work in his heart, he took actions to restore those relationships by giving back four times as much.
但是当耕种开始的时候，在他里面有了这样的改变，所以他就要还这些人四倍。
Life of Zacchaeus was changed to the plow life.
他的生命改变，变成一个被耕种的生命。
No, nobody can say that he has a plow life when he still lived with a broken relationship and he had made no attempt to repair.
如果一个人他与人之间有一个破裂的关系，但他从来不愿意去修补的话，那这个人就是一个荒芜的生命。
I want to say it again.
我再说一次。
Nobody can say he has a plow life.If he lived with a broken relationship, which he had no attempt to repair it.
我再说一遍，就是一个人不可能说我的生命是一个耕种过的生命。如果有一个破裂的关系，他甚至没有花一些努力要去修补。
We must take actions to repair the broken relationship.
我们必须要有行动去修补这个关系。
Otherwise, you cannot present offers.In the altars.
不然的话，你不可能把祭物献在坛上。
You cannot offer your offering front of altars while still have a broken relationship with someone.
你不能把这些出产献在坛上，同时你却与其他人有一个破裂的关系。
You have to leave your offering at the altars.
你必须把供物放在坛上。
And be reconciled to your brother.
然后与弟兄和好。
Then come to present your offering.
再回来献祭。
That's a plow life.
这个是被耕种的生命。
Every time we come to the Lord, we come in the presence of our Lord Jesus, we need to come this way.
如果每一次我们来到主面前，在神的同在里面，我们需要照着这样的方式来到他面前。
We can't offer our money, our services, and our time to the Lord, all the while still having a broken relationship with someone.
我们不能把金钱把我们的服饰把时间献给神，同时却与弟兄之间有这样一个破裂的关系。
If we continue to do that, we are a fallow ground.
如果我们还持续这样做的话，这是一个荒地。
For fallow ground, it's okay.
因为这个荒地它满足了。
He is satisfied.
他已经自满了。
He is self-contented.
他已经自足了。
But for the plow life, would never.Be able to continue like that.
但是一个耕种的生命，它不能在这个情形里面持续下去。
Brothers and sisters, in this respect, are you a plow life or are you a fallow life?
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这个方面，我们是一个荒芜的生命，还是一个耕种过的生命？
Is there a relationship somewhere, maybe in your home, or maybe in your workplace, or maybe in an assembly, that is clearly broken, but you have made no attempt to repair it?
在你的家里，在你工作的地方，在聚会里面，是不是有一个关系已经破裂了，但你却还没有去修补？
You gave up already.
你已经都放弃了。
You made no attempt to repair.
你根本就不试着再去修补。
May the Lord change that attitude this year.
愿意今年神改变我们的态度。
Break up your fallow ground.
来耕种这块荒地，开垦。
If you don't break up the fallow ground, the rain will do no good to you.
如果你不开垦这块荒地，雨来了对你一点好处都没有。
God sent us rain, week in and week out.
每一周周而复始，神都把他的雨降下。
The problem is not lack of rain.
问题不是说我们缺乏有雨。
But unless we break the fallow ground, the rain will not do anything to the fallow ground.
但是如果我们不开垦荒地，这个雨对这个地一点益处都没有。
Let's think about this. Maybe this is the time. In 2015, we need to break that ground.
让我们来思想，也许在2015年，今年就是来开垦荒地的时候。
Secondly, plowing means bring out to open the hidden things.
第二件事，开垦就是把那些隐藏的事情显明出来。
You know what? It's a very vivid memory when the plow began to work in the field. I began to see all sorts of things that I have not seen before in that field.
我当时看到那个犁开始犁地的时候，我那个印象是非常的清晰，就是那个犁把那个土带出来的时候，以前我没看到的东西，我现在都看到了。
It's all sorts of things coming out of the ground. Some of them are actually living.
有很多在泥里看不见的都看见，甚至有些活的东西在里面。
You actually can see a lot of small animals too.
你甚至看到一些小动物在里面。
All the hidden things were now exposed to light.
在所有以前隐藏的东西现在都被显明出来了。
Plowing means that we expose the hidden things to the Lord.
这个耕种就代表这些以前隐藏隐而未现的事在主面前赤露敞开。
Maybe there are matters that in your heart that no one else knows about.
也许是在你心里的一些事情没有其他人知道的。
Maybe not even your spouse.
甚至你的配偶都不知道。
No one knows about.
没有人知道。
But God knows about.
但是神知道。
If you continue to hide those things in your heart, then your heart will be hardened.
如果你一直还在那里隐藏的话，你的心越来越硬。
We need to expose those things to the Lord.
我们需要向主来敞开。
The Lord knows already, but we need to expose it to the Lord.
神已经知道，但是我们需要把这件事在神面前敞开。
Bring those hidden things to light.
把这些隐藏的事带到光中。
Maybe you have hidden those things for years.
也许有许多年，你这件事藏在心里。
And then you do not want Holy Spirit to plow that thing.
你不愿意圣灵来碰、来耕种这件事。
But these hidden things will make you a fallow ground.
但是这件事就会让你成为一块荒地。
Unless we expose it to the Lord, we will stay fallow.
如果我们不向神敞开的话，我们会一直在这个荒地的光景里面。
Think about Judas.
让我们来想想犹大。
Judas was the disciple of our Lord Jesus.
犹大是主耶稣的门徒之一。
He was there to hear the amazing teaching of Jesus.
他当主耶稣有那些美好的信息的时候，那些奇妙的信息的时候，他在场。
He was there to witness the miracle after miracle of our Lord Jesus.
他当时是在场来见证主耶稣一次一次的神迹。
He was even there to see our sister Mary offer a pound of pure nard.
他也在场，就是当我们的姐妹玛利亚把那真纳达香膏献上的时候。
It was Judas who said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to poor people?"
那是犹大在当场说，这香膏为什么不卖30两银子，周济穷人呢？
Judah has something hidden in his life.
在犹大的心里面有一些隐藏的事。
That made Judah a fallow ground.
让犹大成为一块荒地。
All the teachings, all the miracles, doesn't help him.
所有这些啊，主耶稣的信息，所有这些啊，神迹也好，在，但是他还是一块荒地。
Is there something hidden in his heart?
因为在他心里有一些隐藏的事。
Because Judas was a thief.
因为他是一个贼。
Then he had the money box.
他是啊，来管钱囊的。
And he pilfered what was put into it.
他常取其中所存的。
He stole money.
他在偷钱。
From disciple and from Jesus,
从门徒身上，从主耶稣身上
，No one knows about it.
没有人知道。
No one knows about it for those 3 years.
在那3年中间，没有人知道。
Something hidden in his heart.
在他心里就有这样一件隐藏的事。
No amount of teaching would do Judas any good.
再怎么样的信息，都对他没有益处。
Because something was there.
因为在他心里有一些事。
The miracles doesn't do Judas any good.
这些神迹对他也没有益处。
Because he has something in his heart.
因为在他心里有一些事。
And no one knows about.
没有人知道。
So he was a fallow ground.
所以他是一块荒地。
His conscience did not bother him.
他的良心对他来讲也没有任何的阻挡。
He was not plowed for a very long time.
很长的时间，他是没有被耕种过的。
Even when Jesus washed his feet, he was not plowed.
甚至当主耶稣为他洗脚的时候，他还是不愿意被耕种。
Even when Jesus dipped the morsel and gave to him during the feast of Passover, he was not plowed.
甚至在逾越节宴席的时候，主耶稣蘸了那一点饼递给他的时候，他还是没有被耕种。
All because that hidden thing in his heart.
都是因为在他心里面有这样一件隐藏的事。
Judah had never brought those things to open.
犹大从来没有把这件事显明出来。
And it stayed as a fallow ground to the very end.
所以这块荒地一直到最终的结局还是块荒地。
Do you want to stay a fallow ground?
你想像这样一直到最后成为一块荒地吗？
Sometimes there's a fear in our heart that's hidden.
有的时候在我们心里隐藏的可能是一个恐惧。
Maybe we fear to pray in public.
也许我们恐惧在公众的场合开口祷告。
I think many of us have this fear that we fear to pray in public.
很多人在我们中间都这样，我们不愿意在公众的时候开口祷告。
And we hide this fear.
我们也把这个恐惧藏在心里。
But brother and sister, we have to let the plow to work in our heart to remove that fear.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们需要这个犁来耕种，把这样的恐惧挪去。
We need to let the voice of our praises to be heard in public.
我们需要让我们那些赞美神的声音被在公众被听到。
We need to let our voices of praise be heard in congregations.
我们需要在会中让我们赞美的声音被听见。
We need to let our voices of praise be heard in our homes.
我们需要在家中让赞美的声音被听见。
We need to remove this fear.
我们需要挪去这样的恐惧。
If we do not remove this fear, then we are like a thief.
如果我们不这样除去恐惧，我们就像一个贼。
Judas stole the money. We stole God's glory.
犹大偷窃的是钱财，我们所偷窃的是神的荣耀。
We are stealing the praises that are due to God.
我们偷窃了该归给神的赞美。
We had a responsibility as a priest to offer praises to God in public.
作为祭司，我们有这样一个职责，要在公众的场合把祭献给神。
But we have this fear.
但我们却有这样一个惧怕。
Therefore, we have not functioned, we have not exercised our priestly duty for a very long time.
所以很长很长的时间，我们没有尽祭司的功用。
If we continue to hide this fear and do not allow the plow to plow over the fears, we stay fallow.
如果我们还是隐藏这样的惧怕，不让犁来耕种，那我们还是这块荒地。
Don't stay fallow, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，不要再停留在荒地的光景。
Let the plow to work in our heart.
让这个犁来耕种。
Remove that fear.
让他挪去这样的惧怕。
Offer our voices or praises in public.
在公众的里面，在会中，让我们的赞美可以被献给神。
Let our spouse hear our praises.
让我们的配偶听到我们的赞美。
Let our children hear our praises.
让我们的儿女听到我们的赞美。
Let our fellow brother and sister hear our praises.
让我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们听到我们的赞美。
Let our friend hear our praises.
让我们的朋友听到我们的赞美。
We are created for the glory of God.
我们被造是为着神的荣耀。
If we do not let our praises be heard, how can we glorify God?
如果我们赞美的声音不被人听到，我们怎样来荣耀神？
2015, that allowed the plow to take away that fear.
在2015年，愿意让这样的犁挪去我们里面的恐怕啊，我们的惧怕。
Maybe we have a fear to witness for God in our home, in our family.
也许我们在家中，在工作的地方，因着这个惧怕，不来为神做见证。
This is time to break out your fallow ground.
这个就是来开垦荒地的时间。
Maybe we have a fear to obey the commandment of the Lord.
也许我们里面有一个惧怕来遵守神的命令。
We're afraid that if we obey, the Lord will take away things from us.
我们怕如果遵守的话，神要从我们这里拿去一些东西。
Maybe there's something we hold on to tightly in our hands. We're afraid the Lord will take it away.
也许我们手中抓住了一些东西，我们怕神把它拿去。
It is time to break your fallow ground.
现在就是这个时候，开垦荒地。
We must allow the plow to work in our life.
我们必须让犁在我们的生命里面来工作。
Brothers and sisters, Hosea said, "It is time."
啊，弟兄姐妹们，何西阿说，现在正是这时候。
For it is time to seek the Lord until He comes to rain righteousness on you.
现在正是寻求耶和华的时候，等他临到，使公义如雨降在你身上。
If we seek the Lord and break our fallow ground, the rain will come upon us.
如果我们寻求耶和华，让耕种在这里进行的话，这雨就要降在这块地上。
The rain will come upon us.To give us power to change.
这个雨降在我们身上，让我们有能力可以改变。
The rain will give us the courage to restore the broken relationships.
这个雨会让我们有勇气去修补这些破裂的关系。
The rain will remove the fear from within us.
这个雨会挪去我们心里面的惧怕。
So, are we going to stay fallow in 2015?
所以我们还是不是愿意停留在荒地的光景，在2015年。
The spring will come soon, and the birds will come back again.
雨会来，飞鸟也会再回来。
And it is time to break your fallow ground.
现在是开垦荒地的时间。
So with a view to righteousness, reap in accordance with kindness.
现在是栽种公义，收割慈爱的时候。
Are you satisfied with your life?
你对着你的生活是不是已经都满足了？
Do you sow righteousness and reap kindness?
你有没有栽种公义，收割慈爱？
Have you been changed by the plow?
你有没有被耕种而改变？
Brothers and sisters, let's think about our life seriously before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们在主面前认真地考虑我们自己的生活。
decipher yourself. Are you a fallow ground or a plow ground?
我们可以来做一个决定，自己是一块荒地，还是一块被耕种的地？
Do we still have hidden things in life that no one knows about?
在我们心里面，在我们生命里面，是不是还有一些隐藏的事没人知道？
If we know the answer, this is the time to break your fallow ground.
如果我们对这些都已经有答案的话，现在就是开垦荒地的时间。
Then we also consider our family.
然后我们也来思想我们的家庭。
Is your household a fallow ground?
我们作为一个家庭，是不是一块荒地？
Are you satisfied with the spiritual condition of your household?
对于整个家庭来讲，属灵上面，我们是不是已经都满足了？
Do you have a bad feeling toward your spouse?
你对着你的配偶，是不是还有一个不好的感觉？
Do you have a broken relationship with your spouse?
你对与你配偶之间，是不是还有一个破裂的关系？
Do you have a broken relationship with your parents or with your children?
与你的儿女、与你的父母，是不是还有一个破裂的关系？
It is time to break your fallow ground.
现在是开垦荒地的时间。
How do we break that fallow ground?
我们怎样来开垦这块荒地？
To seek the Lord.
来寻求耶和华。
To seek the Lord until He comes to rain righteousness upon us.
我们来寻求耶和华，直到他临到，是公义如雨降在我们身上。
If we seek the Lord today, He will come to rain righteousness upon us.
如果我们今天来寻求耶和华的话，他一定会临到，是公义如雨降在我们身上。
So I think it's very critical for us to decide whether we want to stay fellow or not.
所以对我们来讲，我们决定是继续是一个荒地的光景，或者成为一个被耕种的地，这是最关键的。
If we do not want to stay fallow, let's come together and seek the Lord.
如果我们不愿意还停留在荒地的光景，让我们一起来寻求耶和华。
Are you willing to seek the Lord together with brothers and sisters?
你愿不愿意与弟兄姐妹们一起来寻求耶和华？
Maybe you have never come to Wednesday night meeting at all.
也许你从来没有来参加过礼拜三的祷告聚会。
Maybe that's just not possible for you.
也许对你来讲是不可能的。
But maybe the Lord wants you to break that fallow ground.
但也许神是要开垦这块荒地。
Maybe in 2000, you break your fallow ground, and you can come to the Wednesday night prayer meeting.
也许在今年就是开垦荒地的时候，你可以来到礼拜三的祷告聚会。
To seek the Lord with brothers and sisters.
与弟兄姐妹们一同来寻求耶和华。
So the rain will come and rain righteousness upon us.
所以公义要如雨一样降在我们身上。
And this is Hosea chapter 10 verse 12.
这个是何西阿书的十章十二节。
And this is the burden from Hosea to then Israelites.
这个是当时何西阿对着以色列民他心里的负担。
And this is the same burden God has for us today.
这也是神今天在心里面对着我们的负担。
I'll pray that many of us would decide that this year and this time.It's the time to break our fallow ground.
我的祷告就是在今年，在这个时候，就是神开垦荒地的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you. You still give us opportunity to come together, to fellowship upon your word.
父啊，我们感谢你，让我们还有这样的机会在一起来听你的话。
Just like it rains outside, we're reminded that you continue to send rains upon your children.
主啊，就像现在在外面正在下的雨，你提醒我们，你一直向着你的子民来有这样的雨临到。
You have never forsaken us.
你从来没有离弃我们。
But we pray that. This morning, that we can see that we need to be plowed.
但我们求你让我们今天早上看见我们需要被耕种。
Some of us need to step up and say, Lord, I want to break my fallow ground.
我们中间愿意有一些人可以站起来说，我愿意这块荒地被开垦。
Without that plowing,
如果没有这样的耕种，
the rain will come in vain.
这些雨来到也都是突然的。
We pray that you allow us to see that spiritual principle in this verse.
求你让我们在这个章节里面可以看到属灵的原则。
And encourage all of us to be plowed daily.
鼓励我们每个人在每一天都来被耕种。
So that together we can bear fruit.
所以一起我们可以来结果。
And we can satisfy your heart.
来让你的心满足。
We can come and be your testimony.
我们可以来到你面前成为你的见证。
We ask for your mercy for this word.
我们愿着你的怜悯为着这些话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.